Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Petersfield Shine Radio, and I recently attended the last full council budget meeting by East Hants District Council held at the Festival Hall. Although not unanimous across the council, the decision was carried to approve the annual budget and to increase council tax by £5 on a Band D property. After the meeting, I spoke to the leaders of all the political parties, but first I caught up with the finance portfolio holder, Councillor Charles Lewison.
So, Councillor Lewison, you presented the budget this evening. How do you think it all went?
Well, I think it's a strong budget. It protects the services for our residents. It puts us in a strong financial position going forward in that we've been able to build our reserves ahead of what are very uncertain times.
So you're quite happy how it's all come out because you've obviously looked at this for, I don't know, you've been living it for how many months now?
Well, we start the budget process in September. Unfortunately, we don't have a long-term funding solution from the government. So we basically have to wait for funding information from the government till just before Christmas, which leaves us a fairly short runway in which to get the budget finished. It would certainly assist all councils if they could have a longer-term financial settlement from the government, but I don't expect anything is going to happen before the election on that. So we are where we are, but we work within those constraints. The council's office team have done a fantastic job in putting the budget together, and it allows us to protect our services, builds our reserves, and puts us in as good a position as we could possibly be in for the future.
Councillor Millard, how do you think the budget went today?
Yeah, it was very, very well, actually. It was a strong budget. It was a huge amount of work and a culmination of a year's work. The officers and the portfolio holder have put forward a very strong, very diligent, very controlled budget, so I'm very pleased. I'm very disappointed that the Lib Dem opposition group decided to abstain, and frankly, I don't understand the reason why, and I think it's a great shame that they chose to do so, particularly when you had the budget sent to overview and scrutiny, which is an opposition-controlled committee, which agreed that the budget was acceptable to send to full council. So I'm quite shocked and surprised, to be honest.
Councillor Woodyard, the budget this evening, how do you think it went? I note that your party, the main opposition party, abstained. How do you think it all went this evening?
I think it went quite well. As I said when I spoke at the beginning, there are aspects of the budget that we did agree with and we did support. What we felt was that there was areas that we didn't know enough. For example, we've got transformation. There's more savings from transformation than was originally expected. There's also further cost savings. And what we don't really know yet, and we don't have a comfort with, is what impact, if any, that will have on services. We have got briefings on transformation shortly. Ideally, we would have had the briefings before, and we could have asked all the questions. So it's coming a little bit late. We didn't want to vote against, because, as I said, there are aspects of the budget that we do support, but we couldn't, in good faith, vote for, because there were still aspects that we were unsure of. I mean, as a political party, we try to get consensus where we are, but it's not we don't have to have consensus for a budget. It's the budget for the administration. We'll support where we can, we'll work where we can, but if we're not certain, in this instance we wanted to abstain.
So there's an offer on the table that came out of the meeting this evening about putting a date into a diary so that you could work on a budget with the portfolio holder for finance. Are you going to be taking that one up?
Yes, we will be. What we'll be doing is, as a group, we will be looking at our priorities, and I'm actually keen for us to do that. We've got, I mean, I've only been leader since September, so that's actually impacted on our ability to actually put forward amendments beforehand. But I will certainly do that before, because if we can get some of the things that we want in the budget and it works for all of us, then yes, we will support it next time. But to get something in the budget that is viable, it needs officer time to actually assess what we want to do, what will be the cost, and work with us as to how it might be funded. It would be reckless of us to actually put forward something without knowing how it can be funded. Quite rightly, it would just thrown out, and I would do that if I was the leader of a council group. So it's making sure that what we do works and puts forward what the things that our residents who voted for us particularly, but also other residents, will want to happen.
Councillor James, how do you think the budget went this evening?
Well, as far as the budget this evening going, it all went very smoothly. But I was very disappointed to see that there was no long-term strategy on the net zero carbon commitment that the council have. This is obviously a long-term project, so I would have thought there would have been some provision in there, especially for the financing investment that is probably going to be required for it. So overall, I was disappointed in that. The two specific issues which came up, and perhaps they're fairly insignificant compared to the overall budget itself, but that was the garden waste contract. Now, we were told that this was the minimum cost, the actual cost of disposing of garden waste, but I actually looked at benchmarking it compared to the other district councils in Hampshire and Chichester, and the Hampshire District Council charge is by way more the highest charge at £120. The median charge was coming in about 65, I think, off the top of my head. So it clearly is relatively excessive compared to the other councils. Interestingly, the next highest charge was Havant. Now, East Hampshire and Havant have one thing in common, and that's the Norse involvement. So I think there is something worth looking at there. Now, the other thing was the councillor grants. I think it was possibly significant that they have been reduced since the council has changed its complexity, so it's no longer dominated by the Conservatives, because it does strike me as being a bit of sleight of hand that the grants that the councillors can give out are associated with their name, when in fact it really is the county, the district council that is providing these grants. So I think that there is perhaps a significance there. And it's basically the budget as the Green Party sees it.
Councillor Tree, how do you think the budget went this evening?
I think the very positive proposals were presented well, and that ultimately we have a strong budget in difficult times, which creates only a £5 per annum increase to a Band D household, which of course means in, for example, Whitehall and Borden, where most households are CB or A, that's less than £5 a year increase to council tax. Of course, bearing in mind that the vast majority of council tax is coming through Hampshire County Council's massive increase, and that's where people's pockets will feel it. One of the things I love about East Hampshire District Council is that there are choices. So, for example, tonight we discussed whether individual councillor grant allowances should include a green element or whether that should be a centralised pot. But at least we're having that discussion. It's not just being cut or scrapped. We're debating where the money can be put to be spent for the benefit of our residents. And that's a great feeling to see that happen, and to know that welfare and looking after our residents across East Hampshire is at the top of the agenda. So, yeah, I'm feeling very pleased tonight.
Councillor Matthews, how do you think the budget went?
I think the meeting went very well. As always with budgets, there's always a difficult balancing act between striking the right priorities, and it is a very complicated process that runs through about 6 or 7 months of the year. But I'm very pleased about the process. I had early sight of the budget last month. We've had detailed presentations from officers on what their challenges are and how we can get a good balance out of that. I voted in favour of the budget. I did make the point that I was quite disappointed about the amounts that are set aside for regeneration and placemaking, because I think East Hampshire really need to be more ambitious in improving some of our areas in East Hampshire. But overall, I accept it's a balance, and I'd voted for it.
The Petersfield Seed Swap is your chance to plant some ideas for your garden.
Or on your allotment, Claire.
Of course, Steve. We'll be there to help you pick up some inspiration and advice.
And enjoy some specialist talks from experts.
Helia Bowling will be in town to help you start a cut flower garden.
And I'll show you how to plant an amazing veg plot.
Plant some ideas with us at the Petersfield Seed Swap.
It's on Saturday, the 9th of March, at Winton House in Petersfield Town Centre.
And it's funded by the UK Government through the UK Shared Prosperity Fund.
And you'll find more details at shineradio.uk.
Happy gardening.